Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you so much, Isaiah, as you do each and every morning for introducing this show. Hey, you're listening to Baba Jahi here on the Home-Based Business 101 on the We Work From Home Morning Show, and hey, you know, we've got exciting topics for you this morning. I'm going to just share some things with you this morning to help you with your business. And, you know, since it's Sunday morning, you know, we're just going to talk about belief level and being able to dream and things around that nature and how to manifest the things that you want to do and all of that kind of good stuff. And so, you know, we want to talk about, you know, guaranteeing your success, you know, through thinking, you know, and why you are who and where you are right now. You know, why are you who you are and where you are right now? We become what we think about most of the time was an idea made famous by Earl Nightingale, father of modern audio self-improvement. He got the idea from Napoleon Hill's classic work, Think and Grow Rich. Napoleon Hill got the idea by interviewing hundreds of successful men of his time and discovered they all had common characteristic trait of a dominant idea, whereby they held on to a specific idea with a purpose long enough to see their dreams come true. However you choose to express the current state of our lives comes down to one single immutable fact. You are who you are right now, and you are where you are right now because of the sum of thoughts you've had to this point in your life. Kind of heavy, right? Let me say it a little different. Where and who you are in life right now is a direct result of what you thought about consistently up to this point. If you have not thought about much, you don't have much. If you have not consistently and relentlessly thought about how to get rich, you're not rich. If your thoughts have consistently and relentlessly resolved around how to just make enough money to pay your bills each month, then you probably got very good at just getting your bills paid each month, or probably not much more than that. If you have consistently and relentlessly thought about how to be a good person, treat people fairly in all of your dealings, raise good kids, take a vacation once a year, make the dog roll over, buy a new car, whatever it is you thought about consistently, you've probably gotten it. Why is it that who you are, everything you have in your life right now, the sum total of your thoughts to this point? Simply, as James Allen puts it, in the popularized phrase, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What you think about, more importantly, believe in your guts, is what will become your everyday reality. See, I say it, you know, a little bit different. You know, hey, what we think about is what we be about. And so it's important that, you know, that we think, you know, good things. It's important that we think good things. It's important, so important. You know, as I tell young people that I work with, if you feed your mind, you know, garbage, then, you know, you're going to produce trash. So it's important, you know, to be careful about what we think about, what we say. As some people say, the power of the tongue. You know, speaking things into existence. And, you know, this is something that takes, you know, some time. As far as reprogramming ourselves, because part of reprogramming ourselves is the fact that we have consistently been taught to think another way. And, you know, it really takes time. taught to be worry prone. And I understand, you know, I'm still learning myself how not to be worry prone, how to really understand and rely on the fact that what we think about is what we be about. And it takes time. It takes consistent time, effort, and training of the mind to hammer that point home to ourselves. And, you know, again, it's Sunday morning. This is Baba Jahi here on the We Work From Home morning show on Home Based Business 101. You know, and what we're discussing this morning is we're talking about how to have guaranteed success thinking. And it all starts with changing our thought pattern. Thoughts or lack of thoughts leads to action or inaction, which always leads to results. See, our thoughts are going to lead us to action. Just like the plants in your garden spring from a seed, so does everything in your life spring from the seeds of thought, conscious and unconscious, and the actions or inactions that result from those thoughts. So it's so important, so important. You know, simple two-word thoughts like, I can't, lead to actions which brings about great life-changing events. The lady who thinks, I can lose 100 pounds and does it. The man who thinks, I can write a book to help millions of people and does it. The little child who thinks, I can get good grades, go to college, and become a doctor, does it. That simple thought of I can, planted in fertile soil of expectant mind, creates action that results in wonderful achievement anyone can feel proud of. On the flip side of the coin, simple thoughts like, I can't, that's too hard, nobody will buy that, create a life that frankly sucks. The lady who thinks, I've tried to lose weight before, it didn't work, so why bother? What does she get? You got it, right, more weight. The man who thinks, nobody will buy my book, what does he get? Nobody buys it. The child who thinks, nobody from my family has graduated from college, so why bother? What did he get? He doesn't go. See, what we think about is what we bring about, and it's so important. So the bottom line, whatever you have in your life, whoever you are in your character, is a direct result of everything you have thought about or not thought about up to this point. Now, there's some good news. If you like what you've already getting, you can change it the way you're thinking and get even more of that too. You know, for you know, hey, you can change things by the way you think. You know, you can change things by the way you think. Just reflect on that. See, now this is the thing that happens with a lot of people is, you know, the universe will throw us some roadblocks, or as we like to say in church, you know, the devil. The devil will throw us some roadblocks, you know. And when he throws us some roadblocks at times, you know, what happens is those roadblocks become, you know, stumbling stones, or as I like to say, they become, you know, obstacles to try to slow us down. And we have to do is once we learn how to get through the obstacles, or as I say, get through the test so you can have a testimony. Once you learn how to do that, then you'll start having more and more confidence in yourself and follow through on your thought patterns. You're going to get obstacles, believe me. You know, it's like, you know, when they come, you know, I say, wow, well, that devil's a tricky rascal. You know, try to steal your blessing. Send, you know, negative people to you to try to, you know, make you feel as though you're not worthy of your desires. And so you have to understand how to deal with those obstacles. How to deal with those obstacles, because they're going to come at you. They're going to come at you. And when they come at you, you know, you want to make sure that you stay focused on what it is that you want to achieve. Don't worry about the obstacles. You know, don't worry about them. Just keep moving forward through the things that you want to get done. Just keep moving forward through the things that you want to get done and knowing that you're worthy of what you think about and believe in yourself. You know, it's so important. Too often people do not believe in themselves, and so thus they quit. They quit. Learn how to appreciate the small things in life. See, count your blessings. You know. And, you know, you can change anytime you want. Anytime you want, you can change what you're thinking about and thus change who you are and what you have from this point forward. You know, so think about that. Change. Examples of people who use the power of their thoughts to overcome tremendous obstacles, Oprah Winfrey's one. Colonel Harlem Sanders, Loretta Lynn, Abraham Lincoln, Dale Carnegie. And there are others. Rag to riches against all odds. Success story, you want to match it. So understand it. You know, other people have done this, and you can too. How and why thoughts manifest into our everyday life. There's a metaphor. This metaphor has been used by every self-help guru from James Allen to Napoleon Hill to Earl Nightingale to Tony Robbins, all points in between. Your mind is like a garden. Your mind is like a garden. You can cultivate your garden intellectually, or you can let it run wild and turn into a tangled mess of thorns and weeds. The choice is yours alone. See, I mean, this is so important. I mean, I do garden, so I really understand this point. Is that when you don't tend to your garden, what happens? Weeds and all kind of other stuff grow up in your garden. And when they all grow up in your garden, then what happens is your garden becomes a mess. And then you got to get the weeds out. And, I mean, the weeds become so entangled that they can kill the plants that you got growing. So it's the same with your mind. It's the same. Your mind is like a garden. It's like a garden. And, you know, if we let weeds or bad things manifest consistently in your life garden, it's because you haven't constantly decided to cultivate good thoughts and seeds and care for them, nurture them, and consciously aid their growth until they bear fruit. So, you know, it's important to understand that our minds are like a garden so that we can cultivate good thoughts, good seeds. And, you know, the first step, you will start to see physical manifestations of your carefully cultivated thoughts. Second, as you start to see physical manifestations of your carefully cultivated thoughts, your confidence and belief in your ability to make things happen will increase dramatically. This will in turn cause you to change your circumstances much more rapidly than you ever dreamed possible. See, once you can begin to see things happening, your belief level goes up. And as your belief level goes up, then, you know, you have more confidence in yourself. You know, so you want to make sure you plant positive seeds in your mind. Everything that happens in my life has a purpose and it serves me. See, this applies not only to the good things that happen in your life, but to the bad as well. Why did things happen to me? You know, three things you need to ask yourself every day, especially those of us, you know, we're running and managing the business. Three things to ask ourselves every day is, what did I do right? What did I do wrong? And what could I do better? See? And so that we can move through whatever obstacles we are encountered with. The most powerful force to put behind any thought in order to get yourself into action and bring your aversion into reality is the power of why. Why to do something is much more powerful than how to do something. Most people get stuck in the accomplishments of any meaningful goal because they get stuck on how they would accomplish something. Failure first asks how. The successful person asks why. Then intelligence reigns the how to figure things out and hire someone to do it for them. Why? What is your why? You heard me talk about this before. What is your why? Why do you need to do what you want to do? Why do you want to do what you want to do? What is your why? What is your why? You know, you gotta put a powerful, unstoppable force behind your thoughts, and that is your why. So your why will drive you. Your why will keep you going. The how you give up on. See, nothing can stop a man or woman with a committed purpose to bring about a specific result. Nothing. If you're committed and have a strong enough reason why, there's nothing you can't accomplish. See, why? Next, how your thoughts influence your success. Everything you achieve or fail to achieve in your life is a direct result of your own thoughts. Again, we've said this so often, and that it's important, you know, to think. And as you know, we said in church, the kingdom of heaven is within. So you got to go within, inside yourself. This is Baba Jahi here this morning. We work from Home Morning Show. And, you know, we're just talking about this morning about having guaranteed success thinking, you know, and so it ranges, you know, it's about your thought pattern, your belief level, your why. And then you got to open your mind to dare to dream again. So many people have stopped dreaming. So many people have been beat down through life, some obstacles that get in the way, and they have stopped dreaming. Don't stop dreaming. Don't stop dreaming. Don't stop believing that you can. And dream big. Ask for something really good. You know, ask for something really good. Your life might not be where you want it to be right now. Your life may be totally, you know, a mess. Your life might be boring. You might be poor. You know, you might, you know, not be in the best of health. You know, you might not like it where you live. You might drive a 10-year-old car. You might work for a boss who's an idiot. But none of that matters. None of that matters. What matters is that you can change anything you don't like about your life and put yourself on a path to success simply by changing what you think about on a consistent basis. That's how simple it is. That's how simple it is. And with that, you know, in mind, hey, I want you to listen to this piece that I played before by Mark Yarnell. And he talks about, you know, we all were born to be great. And so, hey, I want you to listen to this and internalize it.
For 10 days in a row, I want you to listen to this information once a day until it becomes burned into your brain. And that's not 10 times in one day. I want you to do it for 10 days in a row, and on the 11th day, you will be a changed person. I want you to listen to me very carefully. By the way, my name is Mark Yarnell. You were born to be great, and that's not hype. The only people who have the courage to enter network marketing, which is the most competitive field in capitalism in North America, the most competitive continent on the planet, are the people who are cognitively and neurologically hardwired to earn millions of dollars. But you need to understand one important rule before you can raise your personal bar. Few people ever figure this out on their own. So listen very carefully, listen closely, and think about what I say very, very intelligently. Mull this over in your brain. Once you get it, it's all over. You will go to a radical income very, very fast. Here it is. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. When my friend Rocky Blyer first got back from Vietnam, he was told he would never walk again, let alone run. Instead, through personal commitment, he soon scored a winning touchdown in the Super Bowl as a walk-on player drafted by the NFL with zero NFL experience. You see, even, you know, I've heard the argument, well, I couldn't win a golf tournament, I couldn't score a touchdown. Let me tell you something, folks. You can do anything. Even crippled people can compete in the most demanding professional sport in North America once they realize one fact. It's been done. So they can do it too. Now, all these stories you've heard about country guys like me making millions, retired 78-year-old butchers like Jimmy Smith, and poor immigrants like Costa earning millions of dollars a year in MLM are true. And you know what? We only have one advantage that you're about to have when this call is over and you've listened to it enough to appropriate it for yourself. We figured out that if other people had ever earned over $100,000 a month, we could too. Hey, if anybody had earned $1 million a month, we could too. Hey, it's already been done. That means it can be done again. If you couldn't do it, if you didn't have the potential, if you weren't cognitively hardwired to make that kind of money, you would have never gotten into this industry. You would have never had the courage to be a networker. That's what takes courage. Remember the song by America years ago called Tin Man? Remember that famous line? Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. Well, I want to give you something that you already have. I'm giving you permission to earn $100,000 a month. Anyone who tells you that you can't is a rotten liar, a dream stealer. Don't listen to him. Remember, if anyone has ever done anything, you can too. And now that all the secrets of all those so many people, how they did it, all the winners are available to you and to your whole downline through our Holy Grail training, you can do it much faster. Now you know how they did it. You've always had the courage, the heart, and the brains, just like the Tin Man and the Lion and the Scarecrow. Now I'm giving you permission. Listen to me carefully. You were born to be great and earn millions. You've now got permission. Get after it.
All right, you hear what Mark Yarnell said. You have permission. You have permission. So you need to get after it. You need to get after the things that you want in life. You have permission to accomplish those things. So you're supposed to go after it. Again, as we're talking this morning about you become what you think, and you have to have a why that drives you, and then you have to dare to dream. You have to have the ability to dream about what it is that you want. And you're going to have obstacles. That's just part of the test. You know, there's going to be obstacles that get in your way to try to stop you from accomplishing your dreams. If it was easy, then I guess everybody would have the success they want. Are you willing to fight your way through the obstacle? Are you willing to fight your way through the landmines of life to get to where you want? Most people don't. They quit on themselves. That's the worst thing that anybody could do, is to quit on themselves. To quit on themselves. So, hey, you've been listening to Baba Jaheed here this morning on the We Work From Home Morning Show here on Home Based Business 101. You know, and this morning, Sunday morning, you know, we're talking about the power of the spoken word, the power of what you think about, and in terms of what you bring about, and having a why behind your thoughts and the ability to be able to dream again. Too many people I see in life are not dreaming. You need to connect with a group of people that can help you expand your vision and dream. And dream. Like that song, to dream the impossible dream. You know, to go where others won't go. This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far. You know, I mean, hey, to dream the impossible dream. Keep dreaming, keep dreaming, keep dreaming. And, hey, I have positive music that you listen to. We're going to close out the show this morning with our theme song, It's My Time. You know, and, hey, folks, it's your time to claim your destiny. Papa Jahi here on the We Work for Morning Home Show. I love you. Closing out with the theme song.
Enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.
All right, catch you tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock sharp here on the We Work From Home Morning Show. Hey, have a blessed day and enjoy your religious service. Peace.